All right, we will now have the presentation of attorneys to be admitted on motion. I have a list here of the applicants and the presenters. The process is that the presenter will come to the podium when your name is called, and the applicant, when your name is called, will stand. The presenter will give a short statement to the court and then return to a seat or her seat, and then we will proceed through the list of attorneys, both presenters and applicants. The first presenter is Richard J. Hartman, and the applicant is John Thomas Brees.
May it please the court, my name is Richard Hartman. I've been a member of the Ohio State Bar Association since 1973. I've known John Brissy for a number of years. Mr. Brissy, a graduate of the Detroit College of Law. He is an attorney in good standing in the state of Michigan since 1987. He's practiced before the and admitted to the United States District Eastern District of Southern Division of Michigan. I believe Mr. Brissy is an excellent candidate for admission in Ohio Bar and will, when admitted, will serve the bar well. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, Mr. Hartman. John A. Engel, applicant Kyle Allen Cooper.
May it please the court. My name is John Engel, and I'm here to present Kyle Cooper. Kyle's father, Colonel Cooper, was attending the University of Cincinnati working on a PhD when the Korean War broke out. He was in the Army Reserves at the time and got called to active duty and spent the next 22 years in the Army. And Kyle grew up kind of as an Army brat, traveling the globe before settling in Florida. Once he was in Florida, he got recruited to play at the University of Kentucky for football, where he got a degree and then went on to the University of Louisville to attend law school. Shortly after graduating, he passed the bar in Kentucky and since passed it in Georgia and Indiana. He started the firm Green & Cooper and now has over 50 employees. He concentrates on commercial law and bankruptcy and has been a bankruptcy trustee for 15 years, starting in Kentucky and then in Georgia. He will be an honorable candidate for Ohio. And thank you very much.
Thank you. Stephen W. Funk, on behalf of Catherine Ann McCain.
Thank you. May it please the court, Stephen Funk of Retzlin Andrews in Akron, Ohio. I'm here to present on behalf of Catherine McCain. I've known Ms. McCain for over 4 years since they moved here from Illinois to Hudson, Ohio, which is where I live. She attends my church. I know her of somebody who with high intelligence, high integrity, and somebody that I would highly recommend as a member of the Ohio Bar, and it's my privilege to do so today. Thank you.
Thank you. Donald B. Hordes, applicant Paul Plotzker.
If it pleases the court, I would like to offer my friend and colleague Paul Plotzker for admission to the practice of law in Ohio. I've had the privilege of knowing Mr. Plotzker since he and his wife relocated to Cincinnati from Baltimore, Maryland. While he was here, before he was situated to become admitted to the bar, he threw himself enthusiastically into nonprofit work with the Ronald McDonald House in Cincinnati, recruiter for the Hawksworth Blood Center Fund Drive, and also worked for the United Way. Prior to coming to Cincinnati, Mr. Plotzker practiced in both Baltimore, Maryland and New York City, and he was active in particular with the New York City Commission on Human Rights, where he fought for the rights of disabled people. He plans to continue on his career of public service as an Ohio attorney, as an advocate for at-risk children, in his new role as special advocate for Pro Kids in Hamilton County, Ohio. I'm proud to recommend him for admission to the Ohio Bar. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ryan L. Long, on behalf of Pajavar Nikhil Rao. How'd I do?
Good morning.
Good morning.
May it please the court. My name is Ryan Long. I've been a member of the Ohio Bar since 2004. I'm here, obviously, on behalf of Mr. Rao. I met Mr. Rao approximately 10 years ago in law school at Case Western Reserve in Cleveland. Mr. Rao is a member of the New York State Bar since 2005, January, I believe. I believe Mr. Rao is an outstanding moral character. I think he'd be a great fit for the Ohio Bar, and I accordingly move for his submission.
Thank you. Richard J. Hartman, on behalf of Michael Andrew Sawicki.
May it please the court. Mr. Sawicki is a graduate of the Detroit School of Law. He's practiced in Michigan for the last 28 years plus. He's in good standing before the Michigan Bar. He's married. His wife Vivian is here with him today. I've known Mr. Sawicki for a number of years. He again is a good candidate for admission to the Ohio State Bar and will hold up to all the standards the Ohio State Bar puts before him. Thank you for your attention to this.
Thank you. Stephen Funk, and is Tracy Ann Thomas here?
Your Honor, she was ill today, so we're going to reschedule to later.
All right. Martin Lewis, on behalf of Laura Patricia Yee.
Good morning. May it please the court. My name is Martin H. Lewis, and I'm here today, I have the pleasure of being here today on behalf of Laura Yee. I've known Laura for 13 years. She's a 1993 graduate of Golden Gate Law School in San Francisco. I first started professionally working with Laura in 1998 when we were both with a national law firm, her being in the San Francisco office, me being here in Columbus. And we've continued our professional and personal friendship throughout the last 13 years. She's a member in good standing now, not only of the Bar of California, but of Illinois, New York, and Missouri. She's exhibited, in my experience, the highest professional ethical standards. She's an asset to the profession. She's a great person, and it's my honor to recommend her to the Ohio Bar. Thank you very much.
Thank you. James B. Stone King, on behalf of J. Zachary Zatzello.
Zatzello. It's a pleasure for me to present Zach Zatzello for admission to the Ohio Bar. Like me, Zach is a graduate of West Virginia University College of Law. He practiced law in Texas, then he came back home to West Virginia. He spent 7 years with the law firm of Hartley and O'Brien, specializing in toxic exposure cases. He's been with my firm for a year and a half, and he's been broadening his practice to include personal injury and insurance, bad faith, among other things. I've had the privilege to work alongside Zach for over a year now, and I can tell you that he's bright, he's hardworking, and he practices with integrity, and that's important to us. He's been a great asset to our firm, and I'm confident that he'll be a great asset to the Ohio Bar.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you. Stone King. Thank you. Do I have a motion for the admission of the applicants?
So moved.
All agree? All right. What I will ask now is for the applicants to come forward. The marshal will direct your placement before the bench, and Justice Stratton will administer your oath.
You may use the word swear or affirm in the oath. If you all raise your right hand, please. I, and state your name.
I, Zach Zatzello,
hereby swear,
hereby swear
that I will support the Constitution,
that I will support the Constitution,
and the laws of the United States,
and the laws of the United States,
and the Constitution,
and the Constitution,
and the laws of Ohio,
and the laws of Ohio,
and I will abide,
and I will abide
by the code of professional responsibility,
by the code of professional responsibility.
In my capacity as an attorney,
in my capacity as an attorney,
an officer of the court,
an officer of the court,
I will conduct myself,
I will conduct myself
with dignity and civility,
with dignity and civility,
and show respect towards judges,
and show respect towards judges,
court staff and clients,
court staff and clients,
fellow professionals,
fellow professionals,
and all other persons,
and all other persons.
I will honestly, faithfully, and competently,
I will honestly, faithfully, and competently
discharge the duties,
discharge the duties
of an attorney at law,
of an attorney at law.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Bar of Ohio. We're very glad that you've chosen to become part of our bar and look for a long and prosperous relationship. And I apologize again for the mispronunciation of some of the names. Congratulations. Court adjourned.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session of the Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio now stands adjourned.